you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Well, as I said, merchants out there, all of the retailers are hoping that the Grinch does not show up this holiday season, but there's a good chance, mainly because consumer confidence is very low, and that usually means consumers aren't quite ready to spend all of their money on holiday presents. We still got consumer confidence at recession levels. In fact, the most recent consumer confidence index went down more than 6 points for the month of November. It's down to about 40%. Joining us now is David Zarin. He's president of Zarin Fabrics in New York and executive vice president of the Lower East Side Business Improvement District. David, what do you think this holiday shopping season is going to look like? Are you worried?
Good morning, Celeste. Good morning, Louise. You know, I'm not so worried. Right now, sales are definitely higher than they were over the past few years. I think one thing that is hindering that, I think it could be a lot better, is, as you said, consumer confidence.
All right. That's David Zarin of Zarin Fabrics here in New York, and also with us, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And we need to be clear here. We're talking about consumer confidence levels, and that may or may not be connected to what we spend, right?
Well, it's not directly connected, Celeste, because consumer confidence is actually a lagging indicator. So that means that often economic events have already happened, and then consumer confidence shows what people say in a survey they're feeling. And so, for instance, one thing that was really interesting just a couple months ago was in August, you know, we had a similar situation to what we have in Washington now.
Right.
With the now we've got the super committee in gridlock in Washington. Well, in August, we had Congress in gridlock about whether they would raise the debt limit or not. And so back then, people were saying, oh, consumer confidence is falling. People might not spend money on back-to-school products because they're nervous about the future of the economy. And actually, you know, consumer spending went up in August only by a little. You know, it's part of this anemic recovery we're having, but it's been going up every month this fall by a little bit. And so even though consumer confidence is really low, we are having these slight upticks in spending each month.
All right. So, David, that must be reassuring for you. I mean, what do you see when you're selling things? When people come in to buy, do you see this sort of slow uptick in spending?
Oh, absolutely. I would have to agree with Louise 100%. In my business, I could only speak for myself. We had seen an increase in spending in the second quarter of the year. And while the debt discussions were going on, we did see sales drop a little bit. But since those debt discussions have concluded, with pushed off to the super committee to decide, the consumer has come back fairly strongly in October and November.
Well, I mean, what about your confidence as a retailer? Do you feel, I mean, despite this uptick in sales, do you look at what's happening with Occupy Wall Street and protests and arguments over the super committee? Does that make you feel emotionally sort of down, even though business is a little up?
You know, I don't know if down is the right word, but I would say that I'm not super confident. I'm not ready to go out and start spending money on new employees. I'm not going to start spending money on capital improvements right now, because even though while I'm confident that my current sales are good, I don't know what the future holds.
And this is really the problem, Louise. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the unemployment rate is so stubborn, right?
That's right. So, again, for people to really spend a lot, you would need to see people have jobs. You know, a lot of people out there, even if they have a job, have a relative or friends who do not have a job, or they're afraid for their own job. And when you look at surveys on people and how confident they feel about keeping their own job, those figures are also kind of dismal at this moment. So even though we're seeing consumer spending go up, you know, 0.3% each month, you wonder if people had a better outlook about what's going to happen next year in the economy, maybe it'd be going up by 1%, 2%, or 3% a month. You know, maybe we'd be having a more typical recovery because, you know, more typically in recoveries, which we're in now, the positive signs go up a lot faster. And this is a very weak recovery. And I think it's because people look at 2012 and they say, are we going to be in another recession again? Maybe.
So, I mean, what this really sounds like you're saying is this is a mental game. I mean, not only for retailers like David, who although the numbers are going up, he still feels unstable. That this is the same thing for people who they may have a stable job. Their earnings may be going up slightly, but they don't feel good.
Absolutely. People have really lost a lot of confidence. And that's what you see at Occupy Wall Street. People not having faith that our economy, our government, our global situation with what's going on in Europe has an end. No, people don't see a finish line for how we get to better times.
All right. So, David Zarin, how do you turn this situation around and get people to spend more? I mean, what specifically are you doing to get people to bring more things up to the cash register?
Well, I really do think that it all depends on the consumers becoming more confident. How do you get there? I think that our politicians need to take decisive action on several things. You know, the debt super committee is one thing. They have $1.2 trillion to cut or to increase revenues by. And, you know, but that's going to happen whether they make a decision or not in defense spending. I think it needs to go further than that as far as reducing our national debt, because I think a lot of people are nervous about that. But I also think that there has to be changes in healthcare. That's a huge expense for a small business owner. The payroll taxes, what's going on with that? Are they going to go up another 2% next year? Are they going to remain the same? So, you know, I think just our politicians need to work together on a partisan way and make some decisions here.
I hope you're not holding your breath on that, David. That is David Zarin. He's president of Zarin Fabrics in New York, executive vice president of the Lower East Side Business Improvement District, and Louise Story, of course, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.